Nah, I don't like that.
Well, try just putting a, even if it takes a hair more time, putting a little bit more of a wry thing on correct.
Track 13.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Told you. Now you do what they told you. Now
you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya.
Special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your homes. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights. Anyone failing to attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
There is a warning on the album cover explaining the foldout may be offensive to some people. deal, the Los Angeles city attorney says that's not enough.
I think that this is a cost-effective way of sending out the message to those people who wish to profiteer off the distribution of harmful matter to minors, that we're not going to look the other way and that we're going to prosecute. And as always, I am absorbed with a delicate thought. It is how poetry has indefinite sensations, to which end music is an essential, since the comprehension of sweet sound is our most indefinite conception. Music, when combined with a pleasurable idea, is poetry. Music without the idea is simply music. Without music or an intriguing idea, color becomes pallor. Man becomes carcass. Home becomes catacomb. The dead are but for a moment motionless.
Listen to my voice. My voice will help you and guide you still deeper into Europa. Every time you hear my voice, with every word and every number, you will enter a still deeper layer, open, relaxed, and receptive. I shall now count from 1 to 10. On the count of 10, you will be in Europa. I say 1. And as you focus your attention entirely on my voice, you will slowly begin to relax. 2. Your hands and your fingers are getting warmer and heavier. 3. The warmth is spreading through your arms, to your shoulders and your neck. 4. Your feet and your legs get heavier. 5. The warmth is spreading to the whole of your body. On 6, I want you to go deeper. I say 6. And the whole of your relaxed body is slowly beginning to sink. 7. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. 8. On every breath you take, you go deeper. 9. You are floating. On the mental count of 10, you will be in Europa. Be there at 10. I say 10.
Like I was shot with a diamond. A diamond bullet right through my forehead.
Thank you. Speak to the officer in charge, please.
I am your officer in charge.
Where are you? My blindfold, these handcuffs, please. I'm going to call my lawyer. I was dragged out of bed and I...
All right. We'll look into it. I won't be needing you.
You go straight to the silver island when you enter this ship.
Diamond.
Where are you? Have you gone away too?
Did I scare you? Sorry. Just a minute, I'll turn the lights.
angry or sad. Or maybe when something makes you feel afraid. Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Some over the rainbow. There's a wind that I heard once in a lullaby. Sun went over the rainbow when I heard.
King was shot and killed by Memphis. dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are, and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness and with hatred and a desire for revenge. We can move in that direction as a country, in greater polarization, black people amongst blacks, and white amongst whites, filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend and replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that is spread across our land, with an effort to understand compassion and love. For those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and distrust, the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling.
Hot. She was hot. She was so hot, I didn't want anybody else to have her. If I didn't get home on time, she'd be gone. I couldn't bear that. I went mad. I was foolish, I know, childish. But I was caught in it. I was caught. I delivered all the mail, and then Henderson put me on the night pickup run in an old army truck. The damn thing began to heat halfway through the run, and the night went on. Me thinking of my hot Miriam and jumping in out of the truck filling mail sacks. The engine continued to heat up. The temperature needle was at the end, hot, hot like Miriam. I leaped in and out. Three more pickups and into the station I'd be. My car went in to get to Miriam, who sat on my blue couch with scotch on the rocks and crossing her legs and kicking her ankles like she did. Two more stops. The truck stalled at a traffic light. It was all hell kicking it over again. I had to be home at 8. 8 was the deadline for Miriam. I made the last pickup and the truck stalled at a signal. One half block from the station. It wouldn't start, it couldn't start. I locked the doors, pulled the key, and ran down to the station. I threw the keys down, signed out, "Your goddamn truck is stalled at the signal, Pico and Western." I ran down the hall, put the key into the door, opened it. Her drinking glass was there, and a note on the dresser. Son of a bitch. I waited until 7:55. You don't love me, you son of a bitch. Somebody will love me. I've been waiting all day. Miriam. I poured a drink and let the water run into the tub. There were 5,000 bars in town, and I'd make 25 of them looking for Miriam. Her purple teddy bear held the note as he leaned against the pillow. I gave the bear a drink, myself a drink, and got into the hot water.
Domination. And I just want to say, why do you think that being a vegetarian is a trend and meat eating is not a bigger trend to follow? Come on, and I just want to say one thing, anyone who quotes the Bible, that's bullshit. I'm sorry. Because the Bible is a book that has fucked up the world more than any other single book. A book that was written by a bunch of male chauvinists.
Fine! You have your opinion, I have mine. You're gonna go to hell, I'm not. Have a nice life.
I'm gonna go to hell with the lid off. That's definitely true. Hey, you've been brainwashed to following a male-dominated violent trend, and that's eating and killing animals.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your.
Just a moment, we have a bulletin coming in.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News.
Stand by, please.
In Dallas, Texas,
it appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route.
Do I'm Billy Rapp.
Three shots were fired.
Put me on, Bill. Put me on.
Three.
Put me on, Bill. Put me on.
Three.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
The president was hit in the head.
Grabbed himself and he slumped down.
The president was hit in the head.
He grabbed himself and he slumped down.
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, oh no. Oh no.
The energy.
Oh no.
The faith.
Oh no.
The devotion.
Oh no. The motorcade sped on.
Something has happened here.
The world is very different now.
The Flash, apparently official. The Flash, apparently official. President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 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 Time.
He's dead already.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
There is a prisoner. There is a prisoner. Wearing a black sweater.
This is the man who killed President Kennedy.
Do you have anything to say in your defense? Oswald has been shot. Oswald has been shot. Dangling, his hand is dangling over the edge of the stretcher. Dangling, his hand is dangling.
He's dead all right. He's dead all right.
Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby. He runs the carousel club. Here is the ambulance.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, oh no. Oh no.
The energy.
Oh no.
The faith.
Oh no.
The devotion.
She called, oh no. Oh no.
The energy.
Oh no.
The faith.
Oh no.
The devotion.
Oh no. The motorcade sped on.
The faith. The faith.
Testicle of a Union soldier and then lodged itself in the ovaries of an 18-year-old girl who was actually 100 feet from him at the time. Well, the baby was fine. She was very happy, guilt-free. And, of course, the soldier's a little pissed off. when you think about it, it's actually a form of intercourse, but not for everyone. Those who love action, maybe.
During a full moon, Marlon Brando and Steve McQueen came by on their motorcycles to see if I was interested in the smell of sweat and leather. Even though I was behind the door, I could tell they were wondering as they skated up my street, blasting their taste in music loud and hard. They waited in the war, but my mother wouldn't let me go out after dark. I would have gone just like that. But whose bike would I get on? Whose back would I press my face against? Whose heart would I break?
Please turn the tape over and rewind for side B.